Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
My name's Joel and I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date's the 13th of April 2016 and I'm a member of the Tuesday Morning Hour of Power in Newcastle. And the question today is, how did I choose my own conception of God? And I think for me, that conception of God has changed over the last 4.5 years. Because when I first came in and got sober, I just wanted more than anything to stop living the way of life that I was living. And I'd been introduced to a higher power, or my conception of a higher power, through some people doing service while I was in a mental health facility. They were from AA and they spoke of the 12 steps and what they'd done. And then for me, that wasn't the point where I got sober. I done a lot more using and drinking. And then I went to rehab twice where I was, it was a 12-step rehab in Sydney. And for me, I was there for about 6 months and I kept hearing that I was doing the first 3 steps every day that I woke up in rehab and stayed. I didn't quite understand what that meant, but today I have an understanding that my relationship with God is really dependent on how hard I work those steps each day and my connection to other people and to the fellowship around me. So when I left rehab and I went back out there for a while, and then when I came in again, I was beaten and broken enough to listen and to just do something different. This time I heard somebody, an older sober member, say to me, "You don't have to believe in what you don't know, but just believe that we believe." And for me, that was the start of my journey in recovery this time. And I got a sponsor and I done the steps pretty quickly. I was pretty broken and beaten when I came in. I really needed that psychic change that the book talks about. And through that process, I was introduced to my own conception of God, which at the time was anybody else's conception of God besides my own. At that point, I didn't know what God was. I didn't know how to understand it. I didn't know anything. But that process was made easier by going through the 12 steps. And today, you know, 4.5 years on, that conception's changed a little bit. Obviously, as I said, I had other people's conception of God, or the belief in their belief, that then moved into a religious God, that then shifted into a universal God. I spent a lot of time seeking something outside of me and kept looking for something that I couldn't define. Today, my understanding of God is that it's just not me, you know, and I can't rely on other people, but I can have access to the connection of God through those people when I'm really lost. I guess my conception of God today is just whatever it is. You know, I've had a lot of God instances, especially this year, where I was fortunate enough to just reflect and do some work with my sponsor and really not work out the nuts and bolts that my life led by me is pretty much a disaster. But a functioning disaster when I'm not using and drinking. And then to rely on something outside of myself through a connection with God is just where it's all at for me today. So I don't need to define it. All I know is that it's not me, you know, and the actions I keep taking through working the 12 steps prove that today. So I guess if I had any sort of experience to share, it would be that just be, for me, I had to be open-minded and I had to not think, you know, I just had to experience and act and follow the suggestions. So thanks for asking me to share.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.